And a happy Valentine's Day to you. In the business news headlines for today, it's official. Subway is seeking a buyer, and we've got details. Ford has halted production on a popular model. We'll share what and why. The consumer price index came in, and inflation ticked up a bit. Two major Costco rivals are expanding this year. So what is the status of the U.S. economy? We'll have a quick recap. Walmart is closing some tech hubs. We'll share where. Laying off workers while paying fat bonuses. Nice work if you can get it. We've got the Wall Street Report. And college students are what? Bored? For the interview, we're talking entrepreneurship and, in particular, immigrant entrepreneurship happening in Iowa. It's a great story. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and yes, happy Valentine's Day to our daughter. You didn't know that? Yeah, we keep everything, it seems like, in the family. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the 58-year-old restaurant chain is for sale. CNN is reporting that Subway, one of the most recognized brands on the planet, is trying to find a buyer. In a statement, we're told that shareholders are exploring a possible sale of the company, and it has hired J.P. Morgan to help conduct the process. Subway warned that there is no indication of timing or assurance that a sale will occur at all, and it doesn't intend to make any further public comments until the process is finished. The announcement comes a month after the Wall Street Journal broke the news that Subway was for sale. A price tag was not announced in Subway's statement, but the newspaper said Subway could be valued at more than $10 billion. So we all wonder if Elon might be interested. I mean, think of it. He may know as much about making Subway sandwiches as he does about Twitter. Well, this couldn't come at a worse time. Earlier, we told you that the Ford Motor Company was building a $2.5 billion battery plant in Michigan. The story now is that Ford will halt production on the popular F-150 Lightning because of a possible battery problem. CNN is reporting that the potential issue was discovered during the company's pre-delivery vehicle inspection. The pause in production and delivery apparently does not apply to trucks that are already at dealerships ready to be delivered or to trucks already with customers. Ford did not provide any information about what the battery-related issue might be, its possible cause, or potential consequences. Ford, by the way, has sold 18,000 Lightning pickups since production started in the spring of last year. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is out, and inflation annualized for 2022 ticked up 6.4%. And that was more than expected. Meanwhile, inflation was up 0.5% over the course of the month of January. But don't panic. The annual inflation is still less than December's annual inflation rate of 6.5% and far below the peak above 9% last summer. Although annual inflation has been trending in the right direction, the global inflation crisis seems to be far from over. With supply chains easing up and China's zero-COVID policies coming to a screeching halt, economists remain cautious about declaring that the mission to fight inflation has been accomplished. As a result of this report, Wall Street took a hit, but bounced back a bit in afternoon trading. I'll have those numbers for you shortly. Two major rivals of Costco have announced they'll be expanding their footprint in the U.S. Eat This, Not That is reporting that rival BJ's Wholesale Club announced plans to continue opening a new club location in the coming months, including its first ever Tennessee warehouse, which is slated to open its doors in the first half of the year. The new club will be located in La Verge, about 20 miles southeast of downtown Nashville. And no, I had never heard of BJ's Wholesale Club either. Fellow competitor Sam's Club is also planning to open more than 30 clubs across the United States in the coming years, adding to the nearly 600 locations it already operates. The retailer announced the major expansion last month after seeing an historic comparable sales growth and a record rise in membership over the past 2 years. So what is the status of the U.S. economy under the Biden administration? CNBC is reporting that recent data suggests our labor market remains strong, even as inflationary pressures are showing signs of easing. The employment report earlier this month suggested U.S. employers added 517,000 jobs in January, well above what private forecasters were expecting. The unemployment rate in January was the lowest it's been since 1969. Over 12 million jobs have been created since President Joe Biden took office. And that's not all. Inflation does remain higher than the central bank's target of 2%. However, there are signs inflation is easing. Annual inflation back in June of last year was 9.1%. Now it's declined to 6.4%. In fact, annual inflation has declined 7 months in a row. At the same time, we've experienced the fastest job recovery from a recession in the last 3 decades. While the Council of Economic Advisers, the inflation and unemployment reports, and the revisions that accompanied them reinforce this administration's economic strategy to rebound from the global pandemic. And the labor market. Yes, it is an important indicator of the health of the overall economy. So the specifics of the employment report are worth paying attention to. January's job growth was relatively broad-based, with gains strongest in leisure and hospitality, healthcare, and professional and business services. Manufacturing jobs are now up by more than 800,000 over the past 2 years. Average wages rose in January, and wage adjusted for inflation are higher than last June. The number of people who reported being absent from work due to illness fell by over 2 million this past January compared to last. In January, the unemployment rate was 3.4%. And get this, with black unemployment and unemployment for workers with less than a high school degree at near record lows. And this has been one of the fastest recoveries of prime age labor force participation in history, with labor force participation for women aged 25 to 54 almost back to its pre-pandemic level. There are signs across the board that what is going on is working. In other words, stay the course. America's largest retailer is closing 3 tech hubs. Business Insider is reporting that Walmart will close offices in Carlsbad, California, Portland, Oregon, and Austin, Texas. As part of the office closures, hundreds of workers either will have to relocate to one of Walmart's other tech hubs, like those in San Bruno, California, and Walmart's headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, or take severance and leave the retailer. Walmart will pay for the transfer costs of those who move. The retailer is also cutting back on remote work for tech staff. Everyone who works on the global tech team will be expected to work from a tech office at least 2 days a week. A major and pretty swanky retail chain is making plans to lay off about 5% of its workers, even though the company has recently paid out some hefty bonuses. The New York Post is reporting that Neiman Marcus paid out the highest bonuses in the past 30 years to its highest-level executives. Neiman Marcus CEO Jeffrey Von Romdenek told employees that the company handed out record-high bonuses in 2021 and 2022. In fact, he had previously come under fire as he reaped about $10 million in bonuses for himself during the height of the pandemic, as well as perks including an unusually generous health benefit plan. The payouts came even as employees faced pay cuts and layoffs. Neiman Marcus employs about 10,000 workers. One word to all of that? Ugh. Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the Dow losing 156 points, but well off earlier losses to close at 34,089. The NASDAQ bounced back above the flat line by 68 points to close at 11,960, and the S&P 500 finished flat at 4,136. Investors were keying on the consumer price index that came in at 6.4% inflation for the year. However, that was the seventh month in a row that inflation has cooled. The markets, well, they're wary of the Fed continuing to raise rates, perhaps as high as 5.2%. And by the way, oil fell again as West Texas Intermediate crude was down by more than $1.10 a barrel at broadcast time. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with bored college students. Oh, really? In a recent survey by academic publisher Wiley, college and university students are having a tough time caring about their coursework. 55% of undergrads and 38% of grad students find it difficult to develop or maintain interest in their classes. Part of the problem, students say, is focusing on abstract concepts instead of skills that will be useful professionally. But it's not always easy for instructors to shift their focus. Lining up guest speakers is a time-consuming process for professors with full course loads, and practicing professionals rarely have enough spare time to teach. So, yeah, there is that. All right, stay with us as we talk about immigrant entrepreneurship with Jane Armstrong from the SBA and Curtis Baugh from the Small Business Solution Center. These are some amazing stories about how immigrant entrepreneurs are flourishing and getting trained. Go ahead and click ahead, and thanks for listening.